welcome to Planet Shakers. We're so excited to have you join us today. It is the Christmas time, the time to celebrate Jesus and everything about Jesus is giving. And I'm going to be speaking on it's better to give than receive. So why don't you sit back and enjoy what God is about to say today. I've shown you in every way by laboring like this that you must support the weak. And remember the words of the Lord Jesus that he said, it is more blessed, everyone say blessed, to give than receive. Say it again, it is more blessed to give than receive. Today I want to talk to you on the topic, it's more blessed to give, but my title was longer than that because I wanted to encapsulate everything I wanted to say. So this is my subtitle, it's more blessed to give, but to be a good giver, you must learn to be a good receiver. Gone quiet. First thing I want you to notice in this, you are blessed when it is more blessed to give than receive. But it doesn't say you're not blessed when you receive. You see, when you receive, you're blessed. When we receive Jesus into our lives, what are we? When we receive our healing, what are we? When we receive our breakthroughs, what are we? So you're blessed when you receive. But it's more blessed to give. So many times people have made Christianity turn into religion and got the mindset that you shouldn't be receiving. You can't give if you don't receive. The Bible says this. Listen to what the Bible says in John 1, 11, 12. I say this all the time. He came to his own, and his own did not receive him, talking about Jesus, but as many as received him, everyone say received him, to them he gave them the right to be children of God. So the right to be the children of God came by what? Receiving him. And it says, for those who believe in his name, Romans 8, 15, 17 says this, for you did not receive a spirit of bondage again to fear, but you received the spirit of adoption by whom we cry out, Abba, Father, Daddy, Daddy. So what did you receive? You didn't receive bondage, you received sonship and daughtership. So to live in sonship and daughtership, you need to receive. See, so many people don't understand who they are because they have something wrong with their receiver. Something wrong with their ability to receive what God has for them. The Bible says this, for the Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God. How cool is that? And if we are children of God, then we are heirs. Heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. If indeed we suffer with him, we also will be glorified together. So here it's saying that we receive the spirit of sonship, and out of that receiving, we receive heirship, joint heirship with Christ. What does that mean? Ephesians 2:6, that we are seated with Christ Jesus in heavenly places. So that word heir means this, it means an inheritor or possessor. So in my receiving, I'm inheriting. In my receiving, I'm possessing. But if you don't have the ability to receive, you won't have the ability to inherit. So many times we have, I was walking around in London and it was cold. And have you ever had Google Maps out and you're in a city that's supposed to have good technology and it's got all these buildings, and as you're walking around following the arrows, everything switches around and you end up, where am I going? And you go down wrong streets and you go down wrong paths because something has happened with the reception. And so many Christians don't know where they're going because their receiver has something happening to it. It's not receiving like it should be. So you end up in back alleys, you end up in places that you didn't even want to go to, you didn't even want to experience because your receiver is broken or your receiver is damaged. God today wants to start a process in some of our lives that our receiver starts getting restored. The Bible says that we will be changed from glory to glory. So I've discovered in life, if my receiver is wrong, my processor is wrong, and my life becomes a mess. Why? Because I don't know how to receive. You know, it was funny the other day, we were eating at this restaurant, and you know, Sam, you know, she set up the holiday, and there were, and generally we ate at like a normal shop, but there was a couple of times we ate at a special restaurant, and we were sitting at this special restaurant, and they gave the menus to Sam and Amy and the menus to Jonathan and I. And Sam looked at the menu and thought, oh, I like that. What I didn't know is they hadn't put the price list on Sam or Amy's menu, but it was on mine. So Sam orders the most expensive thing on the menu for the starter. It's more expensive than the steak. And she's sitting there and she orders it, and my pride doesn't let me go, well, that's the most expensive, because I don't know that she hasn't got no price on her list. They're a smart restaurant. And my daughter says, I'll have what she's having. I'm like, oh my goodness. Like, you know, my pride doesn't, I'm not saying, because this is a nice restaurant, you have to wear a jacket, and it's one of those restaurants, and there's no people with board shorts in there. And I'm sitting there going, well, okay, how many more books do I need to sell just to pay for the... not really. That's not true, actually. But I'm sitting in there and I'm like, I said, Sam, because it's not like her. She would normally take the most cheapest thing on the menu. I said, Sam, that's the most expensive, that's more than anything on the menu. She goes, I didn't know. There's no price list. See, what was the difference? The difference was in the message. Because the message to Sam was, it's a good dish. The message to me is going to cost a lot of money. So she ordered from the place of what she saw, her reception. I ordered, because I had to compensate for her decision. So I ordered the cheapest thing. I was like, I'll have the breadstick, thanks. A few little lettuce leaves. She's like, oh, I'm so sorry. I can change it. I'm like, there's no way that fancy restaurant person is going to... I'm not going to do that. I'll work out a way. I'll mow lawns over Christmas. I'll do something. It wasn't that bad. I'm just exaggerating. But the truth is... same food, different message. Why? Because I was reading from a different menu. And so many people come to God, and God has the same message for everyone, but because of our receiver, because of our printers, we receive the wrong message. So if you're going to be a blessing to people, you've got to learn to receive from God and all that He has. Are you coming to take a picture? You were sneaking up there. It's like, I hope they don't see me. Well, they have now. Come and take the picture. Come and take the picture. Yeah. No, actually, I need to get my double chin, which I am working on. I'm not like Ozzy. Like, Ozzy, you make me sick. Honestly, every post. Just get a life. Enjoy some life for a time. Anyway, that's your fault, Rachel. I blame you for that. Thank you very much. So I'm there. Oh, praise God. You can't give, number two, what you don't have. So if you don't receive, what can you give to people? How can you change somebody's life if you don't have? And people right now are processing through money. I'm not talking about money. Money is one aspect, but there's so many other things. You have the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding. God, if you receive peace, you can give peace away. If you receive joy, you can give joy away. If you receive power, you can give power away. But if you don't receive it, how are you going to give it? Because you can't give what you don't have. See, the power, number three, that you have, you must give away. Matthew 10, 8 says this, heal the sick, Jesus is talking, this is our mandate, cleanse the lepers, in other words, those who have been outcast, come and bring them into the family and cleanse them and love them. Raise the dead, Jesus said, the Bible says the same spirit that raised Christ from the dead lives in you, so you have resurrection life. And there are people, they might be walking around, but that their bodies that are alive, but in their spirits they are dead. And the Bible says, raise the dead. God wants you and I to bring resurrection life. It says, freely you have received, freely give. So your giving is attached to your receiving. Whole heap of people bought presents last week, gift-giving service, and it was awesome. Over 2,000 gifts given. That's amazing. And the quality of gift is incredible. But I'm telling you, if you didn't have the means to do it, you wouldn't be able to do it. So you've had to receive something to give something. What Jesus has given us, we got to give away. See, the problem is, this is the problem. People want to receive, but they don't want to give what they've received. And that's why people react to people who are just selfish. God never called you to be selfish. He called you to be selfless. For me to live is Christ, to die is gain. I give up my rights for His rights. I give up my life for His life. And by the way, the exchange is way better. But the too many people live about what they receive, but they never give what they receive. So they become a reservoir. They can be blocked up instead of being a river. God wants blessing to flow through you. He won't trust you for it to flow to you if you don't let it flow through you. The reason why we have so many visitors come to our church and we have so many people get saved is because He knows we will care for them. He won't send people in here to get saved, to encounter God, if we wouldn't care for them. Why? Because God says, I'm not gonna tease people. But because we've loved people and cared for people and we go the extra mile in our care for people, we don't always get it perfect, but our endeavor is to try to do what we do so well. Over 200 people come as visitors every week to our churches here in Melbourne. Because we've loved new Christians into faith, God says, I'm going to keep bringing them in, 250 people a week. That's our goal. We're not quite there. We're over 200 though, and seeing God do amazing things. Next week, we can take that and spike it to a whole nother level. But we won't fill this auditorium five times next week if people received the brochure and kept it in their glove box. Some of you go, what is a glove box? Well, kept it in your wallet. We got to be people who, we have the power you have, you must give away. You can't keep to yourself. That's why we need to pray for people and love people and show the goodness of God to people. Now, here's a really, really important thing. God began to speak to me about this. He said, so many people have been given stuff, but they sow it in the wrong places. If I was the devil, I would get what God has given to the church to sow it into all the ineffective places on the earth. See, where you give to is important for kingdom blessing to be released. Where we give our time, our talents, our heart, it determines where the kingdom is released. That's why I love, we're on TV, I love TV ministries. But if you're being fed by the internet and not the local church, something is wrong. If you're giving your time and energy to other sources other than God's house, something is incorrect. If I was the devil, I would get all the resources of the church and just spread it. That's why how do I explain this? I believe that the kingdom of God is released through the body. And there's these things over the years that they're called parachurch ministries. Now, parachurch ministries should be set up to bless the church, not to take from the church. Got you really quiet. God's method for revival in the Bible is the local church. And, because the local church is where we're covered, is where we love, it's where God created the church for the disciple, not the consumer. So that's why you should be at Planet Shakers, because you have a conviction, not a preference. You don't come to church out of preference, you come to church out of conviction, because you want to be a disciple of Jesus, and God set up the church. You made, think about the thing. The very first thing that happened after Jesus ascended was Acts chapter 2, and the church was birthed. It wasn't a TV ministry was birthed. It wasn't a book ministry was birthed. It was the local church that was birthed. That's God's method for revival on planet Earth. So all those other ministries should be in local churches, and they should be under the cover of that local church. So there's protection in the church, and there's covering in the church, and they should not be taking from the local church. They should be adding to the local church. That's God's method. So if I was the devil, I would make the biggest things on this earth parachurch ministries other than the local church. If I was the devil, I would get people feeling good by doing good things, but not doing God things. I've got you really thinking this morning. See, where you give to is so important for blessing to be released. Number five, don't get a job to receive a paycheck, but get a job to release a blessing. See, if you get a job to release a paycheck, all you have in the mindset, in your mindset, is receiving. But if you get a job to be a blessing, it's better to give than receive. I need a job to get a paycheck, but I'm not getting the job for the motive of a paycheck. I'm getting the job because I have a revelation that I want to give back to my employer. I want to give back to our community. I want to give to my fellow employees and staff. I want to be a giver, not just a receiver. In the area of relationships, have relationships to give, not to get. Oh, I want to get married for me. Guess what? You'll be a very sad person. Marriage is all about giving. So be in relationships to give. Be a giver. Don't go, I'm in this relationship to get for me. No. Be in a relationship to give to people. Because if you're in a relationship just to receive, you'll get disappointed, because people can only satisfy what you receive to this amount. You see, so you got to understand that when you become a Christian, you might come in with a motive to receive, but something changes and you now are a giver, not just a receiver. Jesus understands mankind, and he understands that the motive, the sinful man, it needs to receive a savior. And so he sees us and he says, okay, I'm going to touch where you're at. You want to receive something for you. So you receive something for you, and he changes your paradigm. The Bible says, no longer that I that live, but it's Christ that lives in me. And so the paradigm shifts from a receiving mindset to a giving mindset. And so that's why your relationship should always be based on what I can give, not what I can receive. Come to church, not to just get, but come to give. The problem with the economy around the world right now, and the problem with the things that we're facing in governments, is all about selfishness. It's all about what's in it for me, what do I get for me, our debt increases because we're living for me. God wants us to live for him. So, sometimes I look at what people say about our church, sometimes, very, very few times, maybe about 4 in the morning. And we have, people say, on Facebook or whatever, and our rating's really high, by the way. It's about 5 or 4.9, which is good. So many great comments. And there'll be a comment. They'll go, music's good. Church, It's not the type of church for me. The preaching's a bit shallow. A few comments have said that. And I'll be like, how do we get rid of this person off this thing? Then I'll see comment, next comment. The preaching is amazing. So much content and so much. And I'm like, I'm crazy here. Because this person here is going shallow, this person's going meat. What's the difference? The difference is one coming in, what's in for me? The other person is, wow, what can I learn to give? What can I, you see, I don't believe in switching off your brain. I believe in renewing your mind. And I believe in, if you have an attitude, how can I grow? You can learn on anything. I was watching our online, Planet Shakers was playing online in Nigeria, and I was watching all the comments at the bottom of the online stream on Twitter, and I thought, that's a good idea. We might introduce that to our online stream, just getting you ready for that, people. You just got to make sure that some comments, you never know what people say. But, you know, this comment, and I thought, that's amazing, that's good. How can I learn? And I'm always trying to look at things that I can learn. I was walking down London and look at all the lights and the beauty, and I'm going, look at this Christmas. That it's just amazing. And you can learn. You can learn in the most limited, small, dead situation if you have a mentality. I wanna learn to be a giver. So as I process, can I receive something so I can give it away? Are you getting this? So the summation of what I have to say is, number one, learn to receive. Number two, pass on what you've received, steward it, give to the right things. Don't waste your stuff and your talent and your anointing and your gift on sowing to all the wrong places. And number four, you are more blessed when you give. So, Mr. Musician, you're supposed to come. Where are you, Nikki? Good. School teacher? Yeah, good. If you were late to class, were your students were late to class, would they be in trouble? Oh, you're a little late to class, about 45 seconds late, but that's okay, we'll let you go. You got detention afterwards, and you're going to do lines. I must be on time. Amen. thank you. What we're going to do, first part of what I'm about to say, is we're going to get our receivers fixed or starting to be restored. You know, the Bible says, don't let your sun go down on your wrath. In other words, don't take one issue and one day to the next day, because that affects your receiving ability. See, we're on a journey and we've got to make sure that our GPS is so in line with Him. And there are people in this room and online and people who are in other campuses listening to me in our campuses, and you've got some damage to your reception. You can't be an amazing giver if you don't be an amazing receiver. You see, I begin to think about the generations that are in our church and the generations that I encounter, and I think of my father's generation, and they were close to the World War, and they're very, very... my dad, back in the day, he was very, very diligent with money, like over diligent, to be honest. But it was all about how can I? Because we lost stuff so much, his parents had lost it. There was a mentality that I can't be a receiver. I've just got to keep a little and give. And so what that did is it affected that generation's ability to receive. But then you go to my children and children under that generation, they have an amazing ability to receive. Amazing. Walk in a shop, oh, can I have that? They have a receiving mentality. They see it. They've got this, you know, they're good at speaking what they're believing for and receiving really quickly. They have an unbelievable, where my father's generation had a hard, because of the war and rations, they had a hard mindset where it comes to receiving. But they were good in giving to their kids, but they had a limitation in their receiving. But this generation has an amazing ability to receive, but maybe the giving side of it need some work. And so what is it? It's a mentality, because a culture, a society, situations have set up that our kingdom receiver has been affected by the things around us and the limitations that have been put in our lives. But God says, I want your receiver to get fixed today, or start a process. This generation, my dad's generation didn't have the absence of fathers. But my kids' generation, and after that, and even my generation, one in two houses have marriage breakups. So there's different things you've got to deal with, and it all affects the receiving ability. Your identity is based on how you receive. I can tell you you're beautiful or handsome, but if you don't have the ability to receive it, you will never think it. God doesn't stop his giving. You know, he doesn't go, well, I'm going to stop grace, unmerited favor. I'm going to stop joy. I'm going to stop peace. I'm going to stop love. I'm going to stop resource. He never stops it. The river of God keeps on flowing from the throne room of God, because there's no bad in God. There's all goodness in God. And so the goodness of God continues to flow. But what happens is our receiver gets broken or damaged or switched off. So we don't receive what he has for us, even though his blessing keeps flowing. So in a year of supernatural increase, there are people who said, that's for me. That's for me. That's when, you know, one of the things I'm believing for is to get 100 people to raise 50,000 to get rid of our debt. At the moment, we got about 36 who have done that. And I could switch it off and go, well, that's good, but I'm a little disappointed. No. I'm going for it till we get 100. It might take us 2 years, but we're going for it. Why? Because I'm not going to change my mentality to a response. I'm actually very grateful for the 36. But I'm not going to change my mentality. I'm going to believe God, that God will bring in people to help see that accomplished, because I'm not going to get my receiver damaged and stop me receiving what I believe God has shown me that he wants to do. Your reception determines your lifestyle. So you say, hey, Russell, I got some receiver work need to be done this morning. We all do. That's why I love our church. We are so imperfect. It's amazing. We've got so many imperfect people saved by the grace of God, perfect God. But the problem is we don't celebrate our imperfections. We understand they're there, but we don't go, well, that's how I am and that's how I'm always going to be. No. We want to be changed from glory to glory. And the way to be changed is getting our reception, our revelation. Your revelation sets your elevation. If your revelation is here, your elevation will be here. That's my mum with some music. So, okay. So, your reception. See, what happens in life is you get a dream and then it gets disappointed. And so what happens is you drop your revelation because your receiver gets damaged. So then you're all of a sudden, you're like, I thought, and I remember we were going to the theatre one night in London, and there's people everywhere. And so where there's more people, there's more frequency. And so, and I'm getting so mad. I'm like, England, you're a first world country. London, you're a first world city. You should get better towers. And I'm ending up frustrated. But if I didn't just stop, fix it up, look at it another way, I wouldn't have got to the theatre in time. Why? Because I let the dominance of the moment dictate my ability to receive. So I have gone over time that I normally speak, but I haven't been here for 4.5 weeks, so I'm making up for lost time. It's like being in a relationship and you haven't seen somebody for a long time. You just want to spend longer. You say, well, we listen to you all the time. We're good. Well, I'm not. I want more time with you. Who needs some? Maybe it's just a clearing out. Maybe it's just a little tweak. Or maybe it's a start to some surgery in your receiving. This moment can change your life forever or be the start of it. You say, Russell, you're talking to me. I want to be a great giver, but I understand I need to be a great receiver. Religion says you can't receive. Jesus says, I came to give so that you could give what I've given you away. So if that's you, you say, that's me, Russell. Poverty mindsets need a break today. You know, sometimes people are stingy and they call it budgeting. I believe in budgeting, but God also says, I want you to step out in faith. Totally believe in budgeting, but budget cannot set your faith capacity. Your faith capacity has to be the thing that dominates your budget. Wow, that's how I was taught at university. Great, fantastic. Keep up the good work. But there's entrepreneurs out there that have never been to any university that stepped out in faith when God put something in their heart, and now they're billionaires. And we all look at them and go, how do we study what they do? Why? Because their receptor wasn't blocked. They were transformed. God doesn't want you to be... I'm speaking something here because I feel in the Holy Spirit there are some limitations to, because people have heard things and said things, but God is saying, listen to me. I am the chief budgeter. Listen to me. I'm the chief architect. Listen to me. I'm the chief chef. Listen to me. And the problem is why people mess up in their lives is because their reception, sometimes when they hear from God, is a little obscure and a little off. And that's why you've got to constantly learn to hear Him. And don't start with the big thing, start with the small thing. I'm just giving you little practical things. This church didn't happen overnight. It started with me running an urban life group, and I learned to hear from God. And then He said, do this, and I learned to hear from God. And when I understood His voice, then I understood every time I obeyed His voice, there would be blessing release at some period. Might take a little time. But as I learned, so when God spoke to us about building this, I knew I'd heard God. When God spoke to us about doing campuses around the world, which cost us a lot of money, I heard God. And God is starting to bless. When God spoke to us about doing a conference for $20, I heard God, and God put the blessing. But I didn't start with a $20 conference with all these thousands of people with a $1 million budget. I started in a small group hearing God. So, I know I've gone on a little bit about this, but I really feel the Holy Spirit. This is so important to our destiny. So you say, Russell, I got some stuff that I need to get fixed in my life. I need to get fixed. Let me just say this to you. We can't take our cars and our houses to heaven. Even though I believe God wants to give you a good car, nice house, He wants to provide for you, but you can't take it to heaven. You can't take your clothes, you can't take your shiny shoes, you can't take your cool glasses, you can't take your incredible physique, but what you can take is what you did for God with the resources He gave you, that He gave you to be a blessing. And so then, and people, they're the only things you can take to heaven. So you say, hey, that's a good idea. You know, if anyone's busting to go to the toilet and I'm preaching well, get the whole row to stand, then you can quickly sneak out, go to the toilet. Because, you know, anyway, it's brilliant. I just saw that happen, but it was brilliant. It was amazing. It was good. Fantastic. So reception. Who wants to get this reception? I got to do it all the time. Sometimes I let circumstances dominate me, and I just got to get in His presence and get my receptor fixed up. Amen. And if I was the devil, I would create so many different voices so that I'm confused. But wherever there's confusion, that's the devil. Wherever there's clarity, that's God. So would you, if that's you, you say, I got to get some reception clarity in me. I want to be a better receiver. If that's you, would you stand to your feet wherever you are? I think you're amazing. Gee, I've gone over. Wow, I've gone way over. Woo! I'd get so mad at one of our preachers if they went so over, but anyway, my receptor is being changed. Would you just open up your hands, lift your hands, and so. And would you pray this after me? Jesus, I want these hands to release blessing. Would you put your hand on your heart and say, Jesus, help my heart to see what you want to do. Help my heart to be clear of clutter. Give me an open heart, an open spirit. Put your hand on your head. Jesus, give me your mind, your thoughts, your ways. They are higher than mine. I come out of agreement with any lie of the enemy, any fear, any doubts, and I come into agreement with the Word of God and what you say.
We are so glad you joined us today. We'd love to connect with you on social media, whether it's Instagram, Facebook, or any social media platform. If you have a prayer need, you have a praise report, send us at church@planetshakers.com an email, and we'll join together in faith to see God move. Why don't you learn to receive from God so you can be a better giver for His kingdom? God bless you. See you next week.